Bill's Focus is presented by Atwal Eye Care, the official LASIK provider of the Buffalo Bills.
Handed new weapons and additional offensive coaches, EJ Manuel has made sure to put his time in to make the jump everyone is hoping for from year one to year two. It began in the classroom with quarterbacks coach Todd Downing.
Having a personal quarterback coach, obviously he coaches all four of us, QBs, but having him there to call him any time of the night if I have a question, because I know with Coach Hackett, he's very busy. He's the offensive coordinator, so he oversees all of us on offense, but having that specific coach, you know, for me, gives me a great feeling because I know each and every day he's going to bring something new to the table that we can learn and work on.
Manuel's goal in the spring practices was to clear the personal hurdle of reading coverages quickly and accurately.
I think I've done a lot of work preparing for it, just either seeing it pre-snap and obviously recognizing what they do after the ball snap. But I think I've had tons of progress moving forward. I think the biggest thing is just relaxing. Everybody else is moving around fast around you, but as a quarterback, you almost kind of have to be that relaxed force that isn't rushing, isn't doing too much, or isn't trying to do too much. So I think I've made a lot of progress.
With Sammy Watkins and Mike Williams now part of the receiving core, there has also been the additional task of blending the new talent together in the passing game. Reps on the practice field is a key component, but Manuel wants to take it a step further.
I think the biggest thing for us is to watch the film together. I think that's one thing that we're excited to do. Obviously with Coach Hackett being OC, he kind of goes over everything, but I think it helps when you watch film together because everybody can be on the same page. Instead of, receivers saying, hey, what was EJ thinking here? Or what was CJ thinking here on this run? We can all just call it out right then and there. And I think it just goes back to our, rapport getting stronger as a team. We've been together for a year now, so I think it's easier to hold everybody accountable.
Third down and red zone were two areas of focus through the course of the spring practices, knowing the offense struggled in those two critical areas in 2013. For Manuel himself, he's just trying to quiet the mind and not rush his mechanics.
Third down, red zone, they're tight situations, but at the same time, it's still a normal down and distance. Especially in the red zone, you already have 3 points, quote unquote, considering you make the kick, but there's no reason to force anything. Just go through your reads. Stick to your footwork. I know that was sometimes where I would, get out of my footwork because I want to make something happen too much, and instead of just letting it happen and let it come to me. So I think the biggest thing is just to relax and let the plays make themselves.
In an effort to be as successful as some of the other up-and-coming quarterbacks in the league, Manuel has had conversations with the likes of Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson. This offseason, he took it another step, training with Colin Kaepernick.
People can say what they want about him. I think he's a great quarterback, whether they believe he is or not. I think he is. Obviously he's taken his team to the playoffs ever since every year he's been a starter. So just kind of seeing his work ethic, seeing truly what it takes to be that caliber of a quarterback during the offseason was huge for me. He was already somebody I looked up to when he played in college because he was a great player, but, to see him in person, to spend, 10 weeks with him, to work out and train was awesome.
All of his offseason efforts has Manuel confident he can become the playmaker Buffalo's offense needs at the all-important quarterback position. At One Bills Drive, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Focus, presented by Atwal Eye Care.